For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
The nation is mourning the death of former President George H.W. Bush, who's died at the age of 94. Bush took the oath of office on January 20th, 1989, and became the 41st President of the United States. A family spokesman says Bush died shortly after 10 p.m. Friday. The Republican emerged with sky-high approval ratings after the 1991 Gulf War, but lost re-election after voters struggling in a weak economy perceived him as out of touch. Bush was a World War II hero, a Texas congressman, the director of the CIA, and Ronald Reagan's vice president. Congresswoman-elect Katie Hill delivers the weekly Democratic address outlining three parts of the House agenda when they go to work next month.
We will lower the cost of health care and out-of-control prices for prescription drugs. We will rebuild the United States infrastructure. We will finally advance common-sense, bipartisan solutions to prevent gun violence.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker leaves office Monday and has been working with Governor-elect Mike Dunleavy's staff on earthquake response for a smooth transition. Anchorage Fire Chief Jody Hetrick says assessment of damage continues.
We're in the midst of still collecting information, but as far as we know, there were two structures. They were smaller, older structures. Don't think they were commercial. I don't have all of the details on those yet. We did have four working fires, and the rest of it has been infrastructure damage to roads.
The good news is that the weather and temperatures in the coming days will be manageable for families impacted by power outages. A scary sight for passengers on a Frontier Airlines flight from Las Vegas to Tampa. The plane was forced to turn around and make an emergency landing shortly after takeoff when a piece of the engine cover broke off. Plane landed safely. A federal judge will decide Monday whether former FBI Director James Comey must testify before Congress next week. Comey is challenging a subpoena from House Republicans requiring him to testify privately on Tuesday. He has instead offered to give public testimony before the House Judiciary Committee. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is in Argentina for the G20 summit. USA's Wendy King tells us more.
NAFTA is now a done deal signed by the United States, Mexico, and Canada.
We've worked hard on this agreement. It's been long and hard. We've taken a lot of barbs and a little abuse, and we got there. It's great for all of our countries.
The president's most significant meeting now is the meeting planned with China's president, Xi Jinping. China and the U.S. are embroiled in an escalating trade war, which is essentially a battle of tariffs. President Trump says he's open to a trade deal, but also says he's satisfied with the billions of dollars in tariffs aimed at fixing a trade imbalance between the two countries. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Some 25,000 people from 200 countries are expected to attend the UN Climate Summit in Poland Sunday through the 14th to look at the fine print of the global climate deal reached in Paris. Ecologist Johan Rockström says he hopes for a progressive dialogue.
This is necessary, again, coming back to the fact that we have to bend the global curve of emissions within 2 years, and we have to cut emissions by half within the next 10 years.
Getting an agreement is expected to be difficult, if not impossible, in how countries are to count their greenhouse gas emissions and work to reduce them. President Trump has already said he'll pull the U.S. out of the Paris Accord, citing his America First mantra. A new report warns time is running out if the world wants to stop global warming from rising another 2 to 3 degrees by the end of the century. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.